People all around us are desperate for hope. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to continue sharing the gospel with those in need.
You see, a lot of people that aren't saved or people that are carnal or backslidden, they'll say, just giving that money over to the church. Wait a minute. If you know what this is all about, you're honoring the Lord when you give. You're saying, Lord, I love you and I trust you and I honor you. Every person that tithed this morning was saying, Lord, I trust you for next week.
The world is changing, but as Christians, our directive stays the same. God has not called us to compromise or complain about the culture. He has called us to continue. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In our series, Continue, we will discover key areas of our life that God wants us to continue developing through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. People all around us are desperate for answers, and we must continue to take the light of the gospel to those lost in culture's darkness. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part one of a message called Continuing in Trust.
Well, there is no greater ingredient in any relationship than the relationship of trust. Trust is so foundational in any marital relationship. But trust is also vital for knowing God and vital for growing as a Christian. We used to sing the song as I grew up, trust and obey, say it with me, for there's no other way to what? Be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. You show me a Christian that's trusting the Lord with their life, and I'll show you a Christian that's happy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Show me a Christian that's trying to figure it out on their own, and there's no joy in that type of a Christian life. And that's exactly what God teaches us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. The Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Jeremiah 17 and verse 7 says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. And so God says, if you want to be blessed, if you want to have happiness or joy, then you're going to need to learn how to trust in me. Now, the devil is doing everything he can in today's society to break trust down. He wants to break up the trust between a husband and wife. He wants the wife doubting and he wants the husband doubting him. He does not want God's children trusting in the Lord. He wants us to rely on the arm of our flesh. He wants us to trust in our own understanding. And that is the case when you go back and study Bible history and you look at the Garden of Eden. You'll find that fundamentally, what was Satan doing with Eve in the temptation? He was challenging Eve concerning the fact that he said God was not trustworthy. He said, God's trying to hold back some blessings from you, Eve, and if you'll partake of that fruit, you'll really have a greater life just trusting in yourself. And this is what Satan was attempting to do with the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, when he said, if thou be the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. And he was saying, obviously God the Father is not providing for you. It's time that you learn how to trust in yourself. And essentially, that's what Satan tells you and tells me. You can't trust God. He's going to let you down. You've got to have a good plan. You've got to have a plan B. You've got to make sure that you're covering all the bases for yourself. And you've got to work it out on a calculator. And you've got to work it out according to your best laid plans. And we're not speaking this morning against human wisdom. We're not speaking this morning against using common sense. But we're also saying today that if all you're relying upon is your common sense, then you're not a blessed man. You're not a spiritually growing woman until you learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Well, how does that happen? How do you continue in a life of trust? I want to give you three ways this morning that you can continue with a life of trust. Notice, first of all, God wants us to trust with surrender. Trusting God means that we will live a life of surrender. Now, notice what the Bible says here in verse number 5. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. And I want you to notice right away the person of our trust. The person of our trust. It says, trust in the Lord. The word here is Jehovah. And this is the name that is used to speak of God as a living, eternal being. It is significant because God is calling us not to trust in a denomination, not to trust in a religion. He says, I want you to trust in me. And you know, I meet a lot of people who have religion and they trust their religion and they trust in their denomination. And yet that's not the call this morning. The call is not trust the church. The call is not trust a priest. The call this morning is a personal call to trust in the Lord God Jehovah. Why? Because he is eternal and he is never changing. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't know if you found this out, but people change and religions change, but Jesus never changes. Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord and I change not. Years ago, there was a little rock and roll song and it said, lean on me. Remember that song, lean on me? And I want to tell you something. You can lean on that rascal all you want, but he'll probably fail you. You can lean on that gal all you want, but God is saying, look, I don't want you to put your trust in this individual or that individual. I want you to trust in the one that never changes. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He has said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God says, hey, I want to be the person that you trust in. Andrew Murray said, God is ready to assume full responsibility for the life that is wholly yielded to him. The person of our trust must be the Lord God of heaven. But notice, secondly, the place of our trust. God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now, the word trust means to be secure, to feel safe. It is the opposite of worry. Trust is a place of confidence. The place of trust is a confident place. Larry Burkett once wrote, we tend to look at the future with anxiety and worry. God says worry is a sin. What is worry? Taking on a responsibility that belongs to someone else. God says, I want you to live in a place of confidence. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God says, I want to be the person you look to, and I want to be the place of confidence for you. And I want to tell you something, my friend. You can put your confidence in the stock market if you want. You can put your confidence in real estate if you want. You can put your confidence in a company if you want. But God says, I want to do better than that for you. Notice, thirdly, the process of our trust. The process of our trust. Someone says, all right, Pastor Chappell, I understand I need to trust the Lord in a greater way. I recognize that. But how does that work? How does that work? Well, notice what the Bible says in verse 5 again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now, before I show you the process, let me ask you this question. How many of you can say, and don't lift your hands, how many of you can say this morning, Pastor Chappell, I am fully trusting God in every area of my life today. I am fully trusting God in every area of my life today. You see, the fact of the matter is God wants us to put our full confidence in him. He wants us to acknowledge him in every way. But is that happening in your life today? How does that happen in someone's life? Well, let me give you three thoughts today on the process of what it means to really trust God. First of all, someone that trusts God is dethroning self. The Bible says in verse number 5 these words, and I want you to hear it. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. The word lean implies that we're supporting ourselves. And God says, I don't want you to lean under your own understanding. Proverbs 28:26, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. And you see, when someone truly trusts God, when someone leans on the Lord, they're saying, Lord, you are Lord, you are master. I'm not going to be the master of my life any longer. It is a dethroning of self. Secondly, it is the acknowledgement of God. For verse 6 says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Would you say that with me, please? In all thy ways, in your friendships, acknowledge him. In your dating, acknowledge him. In your purchases, acknowledge him. In every decision, acknowledge him. God says, here's how you trust me. First of all, you've got to let me have the throne of your life. Secondly, you've got to acknowledge me in every decision that you are making. And thirdly, he says, I want you to follow me. He says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now, if you're taking notes, the word direct means to smooth out and to lead along. God says, if you will acknowledge me, I'm going to smooth out your path. Now, you don't have to acknowledge God. You can go ahead and date that unsaved guy, but it's not going to be a smooth path. You don't have to acknowledge God. You can go ahead and get that 21% interest loan and just get that possession that you had to have, but it's not going to be a smooth path. God says, I want you to learn how to acknowledge me, how to pray, how to seek my counsel before you make that decision. Corrie Ten Boom, who spent much time in prison during Hitler's regime and murderous time of world history, she wrote during her time in prison, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. As she was in hiding, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Someone says, but if I trust God, I'm going to be destitute. It's going to be terrible. I can't trust God in that way you're preaching about this morning. Oh, listen, my friend, God will take care of you, and God will bless, and God says simply, I'm going to straighten out your path along the way. Spurgeon said, nothing binds me to my Lord like a strong belief in his changeless love. Hey, I want to ask you a question this morning. Do you believe God loves you this morning? One of the missionaries went to a leper colony and was in the leper colony leading singing, and they had a weekly ministry there. And as they were asking for favorites, the missionary looked into the face of one of the ladies, and as she turned his way, he had never seen anyone so disfigured. She did not have a nose. She did not have ears. Her eye sockets were sunken. Her face had literally been eaten away by the disease. And as he asked for favorites, she lifted up a hand that had no fingers. And she says, oh, I have a favorite. Could we sing the song, Count Your Blessings? I love that song, she said, Count Your Blessings. Someone says, oh, Pastor Chappell, when I get everything really straightened out with my health and my finances and my relationships, then I'm going to really trust in God. Why don't we learn to trust God where we are right now today? Why don't we come to that place of saying, I'm just going to start acknowledging the Lord right here and right now. You know, Ephesians 5 and verse 1 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Let's say that together. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. My wife teaches the fourth grade girls, and she loves teaching those girls. And every Saturday night, she makes some kind of food for those girls. Every Saturday night. And every Saturday night, I try to taste some of it. And every Saturday night, she slaps my hand away just like that. And those children just love serving the Lord. She likes to teach fourth grade girls because they listen and they believe God. They believe that God is great and God is the creator and God is the savior. And they just really take it into their hearts. And God says to us, thick-skinned adults, I want you to follow me like those little kids follow me. I want you to have faith like that. I can take my grandchildren, I can put them up on top of the car, and I can say, hey, Chandler, jump! And boy, he'll just fly right into my arms. You know why? He trusts me. God says, I want you to trust me like a little child trusts me. I want you to lean on me, not on yourself.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story.
Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.